On December the 10th, 2022, a young Brazilian woman was beatified, known to many as the Maria Goretti of Brazil. She was 20 years old when she was brutally murdered in 1982 by a man who unsuccessfully tried to rape her, as also happened with Saint Maria Goretti, the Italian girl who died defending her virtue and who before dying forgave her murderer. Born into a family of modest economic means, Isabel Cristina Mirage Campos was born on July the 29th, 1962, in Barbacena, and was raised by her Catholic parents, Jose Mengis Campos and Helena Mirage. A few weeks after her birth, on the feast of the Virgin Mary's Assumption, her parents had her baptized in the parish church of Nostra Senora della Pieta in Barbacena. At the age of 7, she received the first Holy Communion at the School of the Daughters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul. The young Isabel studied hard, dated, and attended socials, gave her time to take part in church activities, and was even part of the local St. Vincent de Paul conference. She cared for needy children, spent time in prayer, and planned on becoming a pediatrician. The world looked bright for young Isabel Campos. She studied at Immaculata College, run by the Sisters of Daughters of Charity. She was an excellent student with above average intelligence, applied herself well, was held in high regard by her teachers, and had a good relationship with everyone. Often, Isabel helped the sick and the elderly, giving them food while demonstrating love and kindness to all, no matter who they might be. When Isabel was 20 years old, she and her brother Roberto moved to the city of Juiz de Fora, where Isabel was going to prepare for entrance into medical school. They found a small apartment to rent located close to the school. It was an excellent place to study, but more importantly, it was close to the church and the Blessed Sacrament. Having little money, she began to furnish the house as best she could. She managed to acquire a table and chairs, utensils and plates, and other necessary items. Included among them was a wardrobe closet that required assembly. She hired a young local man who had a reputation as a reliable handyman. On August the 30th, 1982, the young man delivered the wardrobe and began to assemble it. He began to converse with Isabel, but she became very uncomfortable as the man started making suggestive comments to Isabel, like asking her to date him. Isabel told the young man to finish his work and that she was not interested. He told her he had to leave to get a mixing pot and would return to complete the job in a day or two. On September the 1st, the man returned to Isabel's apartment to finish the work. Sadly, his intentions were not on work. He began to assault her as she pushed him away, telling him to stop. The man became increasingly enraged and threw Isabel to the floor, grabbing a chair and hitting her with it. Isabel continued to fight against him as he gagged her with sheets, tied her up, and ripped off her clothing. Still, she somehow managed to keep fighting, trying to defend her purity. When the young man saw that he was unable to rape her, he then stabbed her to death. During the homicide investigation, a blood-soaked carpet was found, and it was determined that the young woman had been stabbed 15 times. Cardinal Damasceno, who is also the Archbishop Emeritus of Aparecida, highlighted the passage from the Gospel of the day in which Jesus told the apostles, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." The Brazilian cardinal then said that Isabel wasn't afraid. The blood of the martyrs, according to Tertullian, is the seed of new Christians, he added. Quoting St. Oscar Romero, the cardinal explained that martyrdom is a grace from God, which I do not deserve. With the sacrifice of my life, I hope that my blood is a seed of freedom and a sign that hope will come true. May your example give us the courage to accept the crosses, the sufferings, the anguish, and the sorrows of our daily lives. If we are with Jesus, the martyr by excellence, the martyr of martyrs, we have nothing to fear. Blessed Isabel Cristina Mirage Campos, pray for us.